This is a perfect song for right now if you would like to do some more social distancing. This is based on a 1929 Fats Waller composition called Minor Drag, and the brilliant Lorraine Feather wrote the words. Says 11:30, give a minute or two. When the little and the big hand meet at 12, I want to see the last of you. I know I said I loved you, but tonight, my honey dear, three other words are on my mind. You're out of here. Take your books and your bike and your barca lounger. Leave the table and chairs. Keep your big mouth shut, or I'll tell you what, you're gonna feel your butt bounce down the stairs. No time for explanations or one more German beer. Put down the chips and read my lips. You're out of here. Go, damn you, go, none of your crying. No reminders of the tender kiss you won't be supplying. Book the plaza, sleep in the park, or ring up that blonde cashier. Stay wherever you want to. You're out of here.
Maud Hixon singing, Rick Carlson on the piano. That, a bit of a live stream you did for the Twin Cities Jazz Fest not too long ago. But there's so much more to being a pro musician than just performing.
It hasn't really been much of a shakeup for me to be sheltering in place. I've already been working from home for over a decade, and because I live with my primary collaborator, my husband and pianist Rick Carlson, we've been able to continue with much of our work. When all of our performances got canceled, we immediately switched over to catching up on things behind the scenes. For me, that included creating an online store on my website to sell CDs, as my distributors had discontinued selling them, plus the usual pile of other administrative tasks. For Rick, there was suddenly time to write all the arrangements that had been stacking up. We were also asked to perform for a couple of live stream concerts online. We did our first one ever from our den for the Twin Cities Jazz Festival, now archived on my website. And that was unusual and fun. We were able to see the comments from our audience in real time as we were performing, and it was a nice way for us all to check in with each other and share some music. Luckily, we were able to borrow the technical expertise and expensive microphone of the festival's sound person, as we didn't have the knowledge or the equipment to pull this off ourselves. We're looking forward to doing another live stream for Crooner's Supper Club, which will be on the Dunsmore Room stage with their 9-foot Steinway and sound system. It was originally planned for April, but now has been postponed until May 30th.
Those online concerts can be pretty cool, and they might stick around once this pandemic thing is over with because of the convenience and new kind of intimacy. Well, let's listen to a little bit of that live stream recorded for the Twin Cities Jazz Fest.
You never will back down. Your favorite pastime is to nag me. You bully and you bluster like some would-be Jimmy Cagney. My sweaters are too small. My 501s are far too baggy. It bugs me. It bugs me. I've got to set you free. Tick-tock, tick-tock, that's yours, that's mine. Keep an eye on the clock, leave this tape, that weight, that was mine. Oh, well, it's fine, don't stop, don't stop. Ooh, we look ready to me, so call a cab. That's that, close the door, don't step on the cat.
We're speaking with singer Maud Hixon about life as a singer during COVID-19, and kind of funny sometimes, but the lack of live venues gives you more time to attend to what you do. Singing and playing.
We're working on a new recording project devoted to the songs of Richard Rodney Bennett. I met and worked with Richard in New York several years ago, and he was a very important mentor to me. I find his compositions fascinating because of his background writing classical music and film scores, as well as playing jazz piano for great singers like Lena Horne, Cleo Lane, Blossom Deary, and Chris Connor. We've been working with the New York nonprofit The Field to raise funds, and you can find out more about the project at my website, maudhixon.com. I'm also a 2020 Artist Initiative Grant recipient from the Minnesota State Arts Board, and though most of the grant activities will have to wait until I can meet with the rest of my collaborators in person, there is plenty to get started on with Rick, supplemented with some online and phone communication.
Maud, we've got the demo of your take on Richard Rodney Bennett's song, Early to Bed. So let's run a little of it right now.
Early to bed. dawn as I open my eyes. Fresh as a daisy, as somebody said. How do I do it? I'm early to bed. Early to bed, up with a lark. Out on a spree, but I'm home before dark. You can go disco and paint the town red. I'll take a rain check, I'm early to bed.
We're speaking with Maud Hixon about what she and her partner Rick Carlson are doing during this COVID-19 period. And that's a little bit of a demo for a recording project they're working on. Maud, I don't think it's properly understood how little time there is for music-related activities when you're playing a lot. There's a lot of phone time, for one thing.
We've also responded to this period of uninterrupted time by digging more deeply into our musical crafts. This is the only time I can remember in my career when I wasn't addressing business tasks on a daily basis. With the business more or less on hold, my attention can stay in the musical realm for long periods, and I can build on my work in the way only daily practice allows. I anticipate that I will have learned much more in this period than I usually do over a longer period while performing, booking, and promoting. Also, I've already learned how to cook better. And feeding yourself is a most creative and practical activity for a self-employed artist.
Creative and practical. To many, an accurate assessment of cooking. Maud, one of your long-term projects with Rick is a group known as the Wolverines. This is from 2017, a piece written by Lerner and Lane, What Did I Have? Maud Hixon fronting the Wolverines Big Band. Live venues may be down, but still, there's so much to do. Learn about all things Maud Hixon at maudhixon.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.